Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, hey, Dims, what's your best side piece?
So, you need to get your head out the gutter.
No, man. What is your favourite side dish? I mean, I like hummus. Do you, or do you prefer something else?
Yeah, I don't mind hummus. I do really, really like chickpeas, though, as a side dish. Not the small black ones as much, but the brown one. Yeah, I think they're called brown, or they're white. Not sure. Well, they look brown when they're cooked. Kind of a browny white. Can't figure out what colour they are. Well, I guess they're more brown, to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe they're white.
Okay. Too much info. I just asked if you like hummus or not.
Well, that was not the whole question. You asked if I like hummus or anything else.
Yes, you are right. Anyway, it seems we have chatted enough and need to start this episode.
Yes, all. DJ, play that music.
Welcome back.
Side dish hummus.
Yeah, that's right. What do you know about hummus?
All I know is Arabs love it. Well, most of my Arab friends do. I believe it originates from that region as well. I'm sure you're going to break it down for us all.
We'll come to that in a bit. But hummus, in simple terms, is made from cooked, mashed chickpeas blend with tahini, which is a finely ground paste of husked and roasted sesame seeds. Also, the other ingredients are lemon juice and garlic. The standard garnish in the Middle East includes olive oil, a few whole chickpeas, parsley, and paprika. In the Middle East, it is used as a dip or as a spread, and is a savory dish and served with pita bread. In the West, it is now produced industrially and is often served as a snack or appetizer with crackers or breadsticks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's more of a snack and a starter, really.
The word hummus comes from Arabic. It has a different variation, such as himas or himis. This may have derived from the Aramaic language hemsin or heysay, corresponding to the Syriac word for chickpeas. The word entered the English language around the mid-20th century from the Arabic hummus, or via its borrowing from the name of the dish in the Turkish hummus.
I knew it was an Arabic dish. Even the name sounds Arabic, but I did not know it actually means chickpeas. I guess hummus has more of a ring to it though. Lol.
Yes, spelling of the word in English can be inconsistent throughout the most major dictionaries from American and British publishers, giving hummus as the primary spelling, that's H-U-M-M-U-S. Some American dictionary gives spelling as H-O-M-M-O-S, while the British dictionary gives the spelling as H-O-U-M-O-U-S. And the major British supermarket use H-O-U-M-O-U-S.
Wow, so many different ways of spelling it.
Yes, that's correct. Well, here comes the science bit, the nutrition. As we've discussed, hummus consists of...
chickpeas, yeah, we know, carry on.
That's correct. It also contains fiber, protein, vitamin B6, manganese, and other nutrients.
I knew it was nutritionally dense, because in Pakistan, they call it horse food. Well, that's what one of my aunties told me anyway. Maybe she just made it up, because I kept getting her to make me chickpeas. She was like, why are you always eating horse food for, lol?
Okay, back to hummus. As hummus recipe varies, so does the nutritional content, depending primarily on the relative proportion of chickpeas, tahini, and water. Hummus provides roughly 170 calories for 100 grams and is a good to excellent source of dietary fiber, vitamins B6, and several dietary minerals. Fat content, mostly from tahini and olive oil, is about 14% of the total. Other major components are 65% water, 17% total carbohydrates, including a small amount of sugar, and about 10% protein.
So it does hold a lot of nutrients then. Maybe Manti's right. Maybe it is horse food after all. Lol.
What is your fascination with horse food? Anyway, now that we've covered the what is and what it's made of, let's run through the history.
I bet you're wishing Niz was still here to do this part. Lol.
Its origin goes back to at least 13th century Cairo, when it appeared in a medieval cookbook called Kitab Wasifa al-Atima al-Muttada. So, was that right?
Our survey said...
Wasifa al-Atima al-Muttada.
However, in that cookbook, it's called hummus kasa. This recipe uses vinegar and no lemon or garlic. There is a recipe from a Syrian medieval cookbook, Kitab al-Wusul il-Habibi. Is that right?
Al-Wuslatu ila al-Habibi.
This is also 13th century, and it has been pureed chickpeas and lemons.
Okay, so it is somewhere in the Middle East, just as I thought. And is it made from just chickpeas?
It consists of four main ingredients, and that is chickpeas, sesames, lemon and garlic. This has been combined and eaten in Egypt and Levant over centuries. Through regional populations widely ate chickpeas and often cooked them in stews and other hot dishes, pureed chickpeas eaten cold with tahini do not appear in records before the Abbasid period in Egypt and the Levant.
Tahini? Oh, that's just roasted sesame seeds, as you mentioned before.
Well, that's the history lesson complete. Hey Dims, do you know which place are quite popular that eat hummus?
Yeah, most Arab restaurants, from my experience.
Hummus is a popular dip in Egypt where it's eaten with pita bread and frequently flavoured with cumin and other spices.
That's true, I've been to Egypt and I agree with that.
In the Levant, hummus have been long been a staple food. Often served with a warm dish, with bread for breakfast, lunch or dinner. All of the ingredients in hummus are easily found in gardens, farms and markets, thus adding to the availability and popularity of the dish.
Well, I haven't been to Levant. However, I have been to Morocco. And not only is their bread amazing, but hummus is big over there too. But yeah, please continue, Saul.
A related dish popular in Palestine and Jordan is Luban Mo Hummus.
Lubana Ma Hummus.
Yogurt and chickpeas. That's the meaning of it. Which uses yogurt in the bread of tahini and butter in the place of olive oil and is topped with pieces of toasted bread.
All of this hummus talk, and I didn't even ask if you like hummus yourself.
Yeah, I do like it, but in Turkey, hummus is considered a mez.
Actually.
Mezbatan.
Okay. And usually oven dried with pastrema.
Actually.
Bistaramat.
That's enough, Aiza. You're starting to get annoying.
Innahu wadihun, Aiza.
Okay, that's enough. You need to leave.
Wada'an al-anna.
Right, where was I? Which differs from the traditional servings.
Turkey, another great place that I have been to, but I haven't tried their variation.
In Cyprus, hummus is part of a local cuisine in both Turkish Cypriot and Greek Cypriot communities, where it's called humoi.
Okay, I've not been to Cyprus as yet, but what about the good old United Kingdom?
Well, in the United Kingdom, hummus was popularised by Greek Cypriots, Cretans, sometimes leading to the perception of it being a Greek food, though it is not well known in Greece.
I thought the Arabs brought it over. Are you sure about this, Saul?
I thought that too. As I went a few restaurants here, I haven't went to any Greek restaurants, but my first experience was at an Arab restaurant.
Same. Yeah.
I'm sure Niz mentioned something of a Greek restaurant he went to, so it could be that, but I don't know.
Well, before he went out to outer space, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely say that.
Right.
Right, anyway, in the United States and Europe, hummus is commercially available in numerous traditional and non-traditional varieties such as beet or chocolate.
Chocolate hummus? Never tried that one before. How about you?
As to me, hummus is a savoury dish and not a sweet dish. Talking about savoury dish, have you tried different style of hummuses? For example, red roasted hummus, caramelised
onion. I think I've tried that one, yeah. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Lemon and coriander hummus.
I'm not sure about lemon. No, I haven't tried that. Have you?
Yes, I have. American hummus.
Is that just standard then? Box standard, yeah. Moroccan hummus. Yeah, obviously.
That and
the white, yeah, without flavourings or...
No, they've got like chickpeas on top.
More chickpeas
the
on actual, top.
Yeah, the full lot, the proper chickpeas on top. So no, it's not like a paste. It's like full chickpeas on top.
Yeah, the original styley.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I prefer that one anyway. Well, I wasn't aware that there were so many variations. I mean, I don't mind hummus, but to be honest, I rarely eat it.
Right, looks like we've covered most of the aspect of this side dish. As this is an easy dish to create at home, what do you say we do another comparison test? Hey, Dims.
Cool, let's do this.
So right, Sol, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to do a comparison test similar to the mango lassi one. What was that? Were you expecting anyone, Dims?
No, I wasn't actually. Well, let me go and check who it is.
Okay.
Yo, who's that?
I can smell food.
Niz Nia, the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd just drop in.
We're from bloody outer space.
Yeah, Scotty beamed me down here.
Yeah, right, okay. Right, whilst you're here, you might as well join in. So what we were intending to do is similar to the test we did with the mango lassi one. I shop bought hummus one and a homemade hummus one. So they're the two. I've got some tomatoes and some breadsticks. So you can try them out and then taste each one of them and let me know which one's which and which one you like.
So is this going to be a blind taste test, or are you going to tell us which is which? Oh, we're not going to know.
It'll be the blind one, similar to to what we did the mango lassi one. That makes sense?
Yeah, I get that, yeah. But hurry up then, I came for the food.
Okay, hold on. Right, this is the first one. Let me just open this up. Right.
You're struggling there.
I know.
Yeah, I think you know.
There you go.
You're big on hummus, Nish.
No, I'm not really bad before.
So what do you want? Tomato, no.
We'll save the chili for later. Oh yeah, what is it? Spice.
Yeah, spicy.
Spicy, spiciness.
Okay, take one breadstick, please.
Thank you.
Alright, enjoy.
Okay.
Dip away. So this is tub one.
Right then, let's tuck in. Let's have a good size there.
Yeah, let's tuck in.
Not bad. It's a bit bland. I mean, it's supposed to be bland. I think they are, aren't they?
I'm gonna try it. Again, but this time I'm not going to eat the breadstick, I'm just going to lick it off. Yeah, that is a bit bland.
What, isn't hummus supposed to be bland?
At the end of it, it seems to have a kind of like a tingy kick.
I know what you mean. It's a little...
I think that'll be
like a lime.
It's a little, but it's very subtle.
Very subtle, yes.
If you were concentrating on this, you probably wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, true.
Breadstick is really crunchy.
Mate, we're testing the hummus here, not the breadstick. What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry. Let me get back to the hummus.
Make sure it dips it in. There you go. Get a good. There you go.
Size. You did say you were hungry, so we thought.
Yeah.
It's a nice consistency as well, although I don't know what consistency hummus should be. It's quite thick, viscous. It's got little bits in it. I've not had hummus before, I'm not sure what it's made of, but it's got little bits in it.
Chickpeas.
Yeah, chickpeas.
I had it a while back and it's not too bad, this actually.
Right, okay, so we've done the first part. This is part number two.
Oh, this one looks a lot more colourful.
Yeah, it's more like a bright yellow.
The other one was a beigey brown.
What's that sprinkle thing on it? Some black sprinkled.
What is it? It's going to be some kind of a spice.
Pepper?
Yeah, it's pepper.
Right, let's tuck in. I want to try some of this spice. Same kind of consistency as the other one. It's not.
I think it's a little bit more runner.
You think so?
Yeah, that was more blooper.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Look at that one. Yeah.
I agree.
This is a bit more smooth. That's more gloopy, the first one.
Oh, this one's got more taste straight away. Oh, the lemon is a lot stronger than this
one. Oh.
Yeah, I'd definitely say I like this one a lot better. I think it's got a lot more flavour to it. The other one was bland straight away. And then as you swallowed, there was that little lemon kick. This one, you feel the lemon straight away. Whatever this spice is on the top, I can taste that straight away. Really like it.
Definitely a more potent flavour, this one. Mm-hmm. A lot stronger.
Mm. It doesn't seem to have those bits aren't as prominent in this one. Not ground pepper. Like, you know, you can ground pepper into a powder, or when you do it with the... with a bowl, you get small pieces. The first tub, I could feel the piece. I could feel the pieces in my mouth. But in this one,
No. So it looks like they've ground, if they have got the chickpeas in it, then they've ground it a lot better.
If you want a strong, pungent flavour, this one's way better. If you want something mild, I reckon the first one. But yeah, pretty nice.
Yeah, I definitely love this.
So from the two tubs you've tried, which one do you prefer, Dims? Tub one or tub two?
They're different. Like I said, tub one's quite bland, tub two's stronger, so because it's got more flavour, I'd probably go with tub two. Yeah, I'd say tub two.
Okay. And our guest here, Liz?
Just before I have to fly out, I would definitely go with the second one. It's more colourful. I thought the consistency was the same as the first one, but Dims thinks it's more watery. And the spice on top that's been sprinkled on top, that gives it the kick, and the lemon was more prominent. So yeah, really like tub two.
Right, I will reveal which one is the homemade one and which one is the shop-bought one. So, just as you both all agreed on, tub two was the homemade one.
Excellent.
Yes, also, yeah, it's good.
Okay, and that leaves tub one, pot one, or the shop-bought one.
So we all basically picked the homemade one, didn't we?
Yeah, correct.
Interesting.
Made for home taste.
Correct.
Right, talking of home, I'm off. See you guys later.
What the?
Oh, so he just came
and just like, wow, this guy, man.
Okay. Anyway, talking about a homemade one, which one we all preferred.
Which was that? Wait!
Where's the tub gone? Must have taken it.
Has he? No!
Yeah, sure, definitely.
This is a thief on top. Yeah, but let's see if he's still out there.
Yeah, go on.
So, come here one sec.
What?
Can you see it?
Some blue light there.
Am I seeing things?
No, I'm.
Oh my god.
No way.
I think my guy's really an alien.
No way.
How did he know we were doing taste yesterday? Did you tell him?
I didn't say anything. He just dropped in. Well, anyway, let's just get this out of the way. Now that we don't have a homemade one.
We're going to need one.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, how about that recipe? Yeah,
well, here's the recipe then.
Okay. The following items will be needed: 1 can of chickpeas, or 1/2 cup of cooked chickpeas, 1/4 cup of fresh lemon juice, or 1 large lemon, 1/4 cup well stirred tahini, 1 small garlic clove, preferably minced, 2 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, add salt to taste, and 2 to 3 tablespoons of water. Now for the method. Step 1. In the bowl of a food processor, combine the tahini and the lemon juice and process for 1 minute. Scrape the side and bottom of the bowl, then process for 30 seconds more. This extra time helps whip or cream the tahini and make the hummus smooth and creamy. Step 2. Add the olive oil, minced garlic, cumin, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt to the whipped tahini and lemon juice. Process for 30 seconds. Scrape the side and bottom of the bowl, then process another 30 seconds or until well blended. Open, drain, and rinse the chickpeas. Add 1/2 of the chickpeas to the food processor and process for 1 minute. Scrape side and bottom of the bowl, then add remaining chickpeas and process until thick and quite smooth for about a couple of minutes. Step 3. Most likely the hummus will be too thick or still have tiny bits of chickpeas. To fix this, with the food processor turned on, slowly add 2 to 3 tablespoons of water until you reach the perfect consistency. And finally, step 4. Taste for salt and adjust as needed. Serve hummus with a drizzle of olive oil and a dash of paprika. Store homemade hummus in an airtight container and refrigerate up to 1 week. Prep time should take no more than 10 minutes and should give you a serving of 6 servings. Well, that was interesting. Hope that recipe has encouraged you to create one at home.
Right, Sol, now that you've teased us with this side dish recipe, starting to feel a bit peckish. What do you say we go and grab the main course now?
Yeah, I'm always hungry. But let's just wrap this up first before we head out. Anyway, hope you found this episode interesting. Why not get in touch through our social media? And please visit our website, which is nosuchnonsense.com. Why not join us at the table next time? Goodbye.
See you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.